Dear People, my Bible titles Psalm 45, The Glories of the Messiah and His Bride. That is a powerful title and speaks volumes about where we are headed. The darkness Isaiah saw is coming upon the earth, and God is preparing us for His glory, Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. There are four things that are foundational in this psalm and essential for us. They are grace, truth, humility, and righteousness. These are necessary for us to experience His glory and in many ways speak of the clothing woven with gold and the robes of many colors that we are to be clothed with, Psalm 45, 13 to 14. The psalm begins with our heart. What is in our heart will come out of our mouths. Jesus emphasized the importance of this in Matthew 12, 33 to 37. It goes on to say concerning the Lord Jesus that grace is poured upon your lips, therefore God has blessed you forever, Psalm 45, 2. The key to being blessed is speaking with grace. Our words will open heaven around us or attract the demons of hell. We have been repeatedly told recently, you will get what you say. Unfortunately, speaking gracefully is not something we do naturally. We may speak gracefully when things are going our way, but when pressure comes, it is another thing. History is full of stories of marriages, families, friendships, businesses, churches, and even entire nations that have been torn apart because of ungraceful responses in times of stress. I grew up in a home and culture where anger and toxic emotional responses were the typical reactions in pressure situations. I almost destroyed my marriage because of this behavior. One day the Lord spoke to me and told me that I would lose Becky if I did not learn to properly deal with and express my emotions. That is when I first began to learn that grace is more than a means of salvation. It is also a real power and the answer for trouble, Zechariah 4:7. I discovered that in order to have a graceful response, I needed grace, and you get grace by humbling yourself and facing the truth about yourself. Then grace, if you let it, will train and equip you with soundness of mind, self-control, and appropriate expression of emotions. Titus 2:11-12. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. The word soberly there is sophronos in the Greek. It comes from two words, sozo, which we know means saved, healed, delivered, and phren, which is a word for the mind. It means a sound mind and healthy emotions. It is used as an adverb in this case, and it implies to act in a responsible manner, sensibly, wisely, being in self-control, and in full possession of intellectual and emotional faculties. In these times that we live, it really will be those with the cooler head that will prevail. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.